Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with one of the top futurists of our time, Joel Barker, is with us again, and longtime member of our Brain Trust. Joel, thanks again for staying with us and bringing us some things from the future that we're going to be part of our lives. And this segment, we're going to talk about two things that are not steel, but they're stronger than steel.
Yeah. Jim, you know, and the people who've been listening know that I am interested in advanced materials.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I am interested in it is because they create opportunities that otherwise cannot exist. In many cases, people say, I wish I could do this, and the answer is you can't do it till you have the proper materials. Well, University of Southampton, and by the way, the thing I love, we talked about Japan, now we're talking about England. This discussion has to be global to understand
right.
What's going on. University of Southampton has developed a new silica wire. Now, silica, you know, is sand.
Mm-hmm.
And we make glass out of silica.
Right.
Silica sand that is 15 times stronger than steel at the same weight.
Mm. Pound for
now
pound.
Now think about how much sand we got in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden we have a process that is so efficient we can make thousands of miles of it. That, you know, it's the length is not the issue. It's just how much do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about
what are the applications for silica in that kind of form?
If you think about carbon wire, you know, the thing that
right.
they made the Boeing 787
right.
out of, this could be the same material for winding the fuselage, except now you're winding it with silica instead of with carbon.
Right.
So it's cheaper, and in this particular form, it's stronger. That we're going to talk about a breakthrough.
So this
there,
is not too. Only replacing metal. It's replacing carbon.
And actually, think of anything. It could replace fiberglass.
Yeah.
So anywhere you want to use thread that's strong, and you can make it very thin. In fact, the thing that's interesting about it, the research showed that the thinner the fiber, the stronger it got. So isn't that...
When aggregated with other fibers... Other like
sure.
fibers, yeah.
So if you take the silica fibers, these very thin ones, and weave them into a, let's call it a rope, you've got all that strength, and yet, much lighter per
right.
per strength.
What are the negatives? What about the fire retardant part of it? Do we know that?
Well, we don't know that, but if you think about it, glass,
everything's got
does
pros and
not
cons,
burn.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. This though is pretty good, and my guess is that in terms of fire. You think about it, silica is not something that burns easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I will actually to see if I can do a little research on it, but my guess is it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing that's interesting is cheap.
That's readily available, exactly. What
yeah,
about
everybody?
What about the good news is this is just another way of producing something that's more useful and more malleable, let's say, than metal.
Yep.
And easier to make, more plentiful, and lighter. I mean, this is all
exactly.
good news for the environment, if nothing else.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about the light bulb.
But I do want to say one thing about the carbon nanotube.
Okay.
Remember, there's two fibers. So as we finish this, we know that carbon, in terms of nanotube, is very strong, but tying it together has been really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's done now. And a group of companies that involve both of the Netherlands and the USA have now produced a carbon nanotube material that is six times lighter than steel. Let me frame it the other way. It's 100 times stronger.
Wow.
At 1/6 the weight.
And what does a nanotube do?
Carbon nanotubes can be used very much for strength. But here's what's such a breakthrough here. It carries the same amount of electricity with the same level of resistance as gold or copper.
Wow.
So we now have our replacement for copper
right.
wiring.
Mm-hmm.
That is a twisted copper. Huge
that is,
deal.
That is huge. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
interesting. All right. So now
we've
got
wonderful
this,
materials.
We got this light bulb, yep. this super efficient LED light bulb.
Yep. And it, by the way, developed by some young kids. You know, these are not old guys. These are young kids, and they basically have a 12 watt LED that is equivalent to 100 watt.
Wow. This is a funny looking. It's kind of funny looking, isn't it?
It is, because they actually fold it. They make it flat, and then they cut it in a way to fold it so that you get a bulb shape, but it's really more geometric.
Because you and I want to see it look like a bulb. Is that what it is? Not because it needs to be, because they, that's what we want. We think a bulb should look like?
Very much. And also you have to fit it in the same socket, so it has to approximate
true.
The shape. Has to
that's
bro- true. But yes, we like to see something look like what we used to have before.
So it's an LED light bulb, 12 watts
yep.
probably. And LED is very, very efficient, right, on electricity.
Yep.
And but it's only 12 watts, but it produces the equivalent of 100 watts of light.
Yeah, and nice light to it. And it's instant light, not like the fluorescence that takes
I don't
to
like
up.
The new fluorescent replacements,
I know it.
Joel.
I have lots of people who say, you know, why do I have to wait a minute and a half or 2 minutes to get the light?
Well, not only that, but, you know, when you get older, you don't look too good on fluorescent lights either. you know, us talk show hosts, we're so vain.
Yep.
We need to have the pretty lights, not the kind that make us look so bad. Give us a website, Joel. Your website, please.
JoelBarker.com.
All right. So check that out, folks, and find out more about Joel, his films, his books, the work he does. When we come back, we're going to talk about some space stuff. Well, just a couple of things that are off the ground. Let's put it that way. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joel Barker.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.